This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. How can you disbelieve in Allah when you were previously dead, non-existent, and He gave you life? This verse addresses the illogic of disbelief in God. So the first point of reflection is that Allah asks human beings who disbelieve in Him how they have the nerve to disbelieve in Him when He obviously brought them into existence when they were non-existent. They didn't bring themselves into existence. They had to depend on someone else, some higher being, to bring them into existence. Had He not brought them into existence, they would never have come into existence, as they are incapable of bringing themselves into existence. The second fact, or point of reflection, is that disbelief in the existence of God has been held by only a very small minority of human beings all over the world because of the fact that it is illogical. The vast majority of people recognize the obvious fact that Allah gave us life. Now, they may differ about who Allah is and all these other things, but the idea that there is a God, this is the expected consequence of people looking at life, knowing that they didn't exist and they were brought into existence. It's logical to believe that God is the one who did all of this, and that to deny God's existence is in fact illogical. Though those who disbelieve in God generally try to argue that belief in God is illogical. But no. What is illogical is the disbelief in God. And the third point of reflection is that Allah gave us sleep. He could have created us without sleep, but He gave us sleep, which the Prophet ﷺ referred to as the sister or brother of death, in order to remind us of the state of death which preceded our life. And the Prophet ﷺ taught us to give thanks whenever we awaken, saying, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. All praise is due to He who brought us back to life after causing us to die. This is a point of reflection whenever we awaken from sleep. If we do this dua, this prayer, reflecting on its meaning. But if we just, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana, and we're not thinking about it, it's just words that we memorize, so it's spat out whenever we get up, it's not going to be of any benefit to us. So this dua, like all other duas, when we make them, we should reflect on their meanings. And in that way, it reminds us of Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha